Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Area 31 Iasco County Special Olympics would be the area director, Vicki Hopcroft. How are you, Vicki?
I'm great, Kevin. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on with us today. Well, let's start off, before we talk about the Fine Art Benefit Auction taking place Saturday, let's talk a little bit about, we hear a lot about Special Olympics and this area, and I know a lot of fundraising goes on, but give us some idea about Special Olympics and just how, well, for lack of a better way to put it, special it is.
Well, this is a very special time, Kevin. We returned just yesterday from Central Michigan University, where we had 20 athletes competing in the state summer games, along with 2,900
wow.
athletes from across the state. Every county in the state was represented, and there were around 3,500 staff, chaperones, and coaches with those athletes. It was a huge event.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. The weather was perfect. The athletes were thrilled beyond belief. It was the pinnacle of Special Olympics activity for the year. That is the specialist special event for Special Olympics.
Nice, yeah. And as you mentioned, all those athletes, it does cost money to go, and that's why we do fundraisers like this and many fundraisers, so these athletes get a chance to participate.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Kevin. It's always free to the athletes and their families, and it's completely program-driven. So when somebody contributes to Special Olympics, in Area 31, not one penny goes to pay
wow.
a person. It all goes to the program service. We cover the uniforms, transportation, meals, anything that it, and registrations, whatever
okay.
it takes to get the athletes to their practices, to their competitions, and ultimately, hopefully, to their state events.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of money goes into it, and that's why we have great events like the one happening Saturday. You've got a fine art benefit auction coming up on Saturday, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
It's at Wiltsy's in the Cabernet Room,
mm-hmm.
and next to the Cabernet Room is the Emerald Room, and in the Emerald Room, we will have a display of the art before the auction and dinner themselves start. So on Saturday, June 10th, at 5 p.m. is the dinner, which is a banquet buffet that Wiltsy's is known for. And then starting right at 6 o'clock will be the bidding, the live auction bidding.
Okay.
So what I recommend is that people take a look earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three ways that they can have a preview. So one is in East Tawas at Print and Go. There's an art gallery that's housing many of the pieces
oh.
as we speak.
Okay.
And everyone will get an opportunity to look at the art and see a description of the art and the artists. Secondly, on our Facebook page, our Facebook event page, there is much of the art is pictured and described.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, on Saturday, as early as 2 p.m., supporters
yeah.
can come in and actually touch and
oh,
see
wow.
the art. And we will have guides. We call them docents in
sure.
the museum business.
Yeah.
We'll have docents that will help bidders or prospective bidders walk around and look at the different pieces, touch some of the pieces, and get an idea of what they're going to bid on. Because when the auction starts at 6 o'clock, that's going to move rapidly.
Nice. Right.
So what I like to do is I like to take my program book, which has every piece pictured and described, and then take my Sharpie and draw circles around
mm-hmm.
the ones that I want to bid on.
Sure.
Because it's going to be fast moving.
Yeah, and some wonderful artwork, too. Now, are they mostly local artists that have done this?
We have a mix, Kevin.
Okay.
I think we have a superb mix.
Yeah.
So we have we have 15 athletes who painted for
oh,
this auction.
Nice.
Very
All right.
charming paintings, and some of those athletes have some real talent.
Sure.
And they all have charm.
Yeah, of course.
We also have some local treasures. So Sharon Ostrander from Oscoda
mm-hmm.
and Rob Pelton from East Tawas have both donated works.
Okay.
Lovely works. And then
yeah.
we have a number of professional artists from around the country who have graciously
wow.
donated. So internationally known artists include Erin K. Schmidt, who grew up in Taos.
Oh, is that right?
She's the daughter of Jerry and Trish Schmidt of National City.
Okay.
But she went on to become an internationally astoundingly amazingly wonderful artist. She does 3D book art, which is so extraordinary, so elaborate, so beautiful, and so magnificent that it is in the permanent collection of 3 different museums in the United Kingdom.
Wow. And her artwork's going to be available for bids on Saturday night.
That's right.
That's crazy. Oh, yes. Man. Crazy good.
She's provided us a limited edition print of a pastel called Venezia.
Okay.
So it's print number 10 of 30, so it's quite precious.
Obviously,
Yeah, so that is a really cool thing that bidders can bid on.
Right.
We also have art from E.J. Gold, who is an internationally known jazz artist.
Oh.
He kind of started the genre of jazz art. He partnered with Wynton Marsalis, and that was the first big show. So Wynton Marsalis did a performance in California, and E.J. Gold provided huge art panels as a backdrop on stage, and it was such a hit. It took off, and now many, many jazz artists are doing it, and Gold's work has continued to go around the country. It's appeared with Herbie Hancock and Marion McPartland, and a lot of very famous jazz personages, and has sparked quite a, so to say, movement in the world of art, and now jazz art is its own phenomenon. So we actually have a vintage jazz art poster from Mr. Gold, and then 3 limited edition prints of his other works, so that's something that's very cool to collect. And then I want to make a shout out to Della Haywood. I say Google Della Haywood. She is perhaps not tremendously well known yet, but mark my words, Kevin.
Okay.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
She is so good. If you look at her art, I think you'll agree with me. She's going to go places, maybe after she dies.
I'll let you hear. Yeah, exactly. Right.
A lot of artists are more famous posthumously. But in any case, we have an original watercolor from her. I dare say that's worth upwards of $5,000.
Wow.
But she has straight out donated it.
Okay.
Somebody could get it for $1. I hope not.
Well, yeah, let's hope not. Let's hope some deep pockets. We raise a lot of money for Special Olympics. And
yes, thank
now,
you.
Now, they need to get tickets. How much are the tickets and what does it entail?
The tickets are $30 each. They cover the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They cover the auction paddle. And it also gives the ticket holder a chance to win a $100 gift card.
Oh, okay.
So those tickets can be obtained in person in Oscoda at the Oscoda Ossabaugh Chamber of Commerce, which is just south of the bridge. They can also be obtained by calling. So I'll give a phone number. Maybe I should repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
But tickets can be obtained by calling 989-630-3792. So for tickets for the Fine Art Benefit Auction for Special Olympics, that's 989-630-3792.
All right.
We also have a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
And tickets can be reserved on the Facebook page. We don't have a shopping cart there, but someone can reserve and message us there and say, I want to pick up 3 tickets at the door.
Right.
And they can do that. I recommend reserving the tickets just to be sure. We will have tickets at the door if there are any seats left. So reservations are recommended. So that Facebook page is Special Olympics MI for Michigan.
Michigan, there you go.
.area31. And of course, all those words are run together.
Of course, yes. Fine art, yes.
Fine art.
Benefit auction. For Special Olympics Area 31, Iosco County, it's at Wiltsy's Brew Pub and Family Restaurant on F41 in Oscoda this Saturday. And again, get your tickets now and be a part of it. The Area Director for Michigan's Area 31 Special Olympics, Vicki Hopcroft. Vicki, a pleasure having you on the show with us today.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Kevin. Thank you so much.